I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Friday night, the IU Jacobs School of Music's Festival Orchestra plays their opening concert in the IU Auditorium with conductor Michael Stern and violinist Joshua Bell. Michael Stern is in his sixth season as music director of the Kansas City Symphony. He's also the founder of the Iris Orchestra in Germantown, Tennessee, and at the same time, his career has led to long relationships with orchestras in France, Germany, and across the country. Michael, we could spend our entire 5 minutes together just listing the orchestras that have invited you to come and conduct. You've gone on a lot of first dates for a conductor.
Wow, that sounds very promiscuous, doesn't it? The way you put it. I like to think that I have a lot of second and third dates, too, and now I'm in a kind of happy marriage in Kansas City, and that's going exceedingly well. So I don't think I should be seen quite as wanton and lascivious as the first date moniker would make me be.
I would like to ask, though, because you have gone on a lot of them, do you have special openers for those first critical moments with an orchestra?
No, actually. I always try to make programs which fit either the occasion or the programs for the rest of the season, what any specific orchestra or audience might be looking for. No, I'm pretty flexible, actually, when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, a lot of the orchestras that are listed, I've been to many, many times. So I'm not sure, when you say, well, you've been on a lot of first dates, it just happens that, you know, you list them the way they're listed. It sounds like I come up with one program as if I'm going there for the first time. Actually, what's interesting is to come back to an orchestra again and work with them in a different way. And because you're right, there is a certain chemistry that goes on when, you know, you meet one another for the first time, and that's a very special thing. And as the relationship deepens and the sort of shorthand evolves, then you can work in a slightly different way, and that's also very nice.
Now, in the case with the Festival Orchestra, this is not your first time. You conducted the Festival Orchestra in 2006, but this is a new Festival Orchestra. It's new to you, and frankly, it's new to themselves.
Well, sure, and that is actually the fun part about working with an orchestra that's comprised, as this one is, I understand, of great professionals and faculty, and also a rotating student body. And I've done this a lot in a lot of places, at the National Orchestral Institute, at the Aspen Festival, in a lot of places where you work with students, even though you're going back to the same place, the actual membership of the orchestra changes year to year as it does with the school year. So that in and of itself is always a moment of discovery. But, you know, if you're talking about the IU orchestra, the level is so high and the energy is so high that it's really a pleasure to come and rediscover, again, a completely new group.
It sounds as if you're a person who likes to meet new friends and old friends as well.
Well, I do a lot of it, and I also like doing it specifically with young people. I think there's something very energizing in working with younger orchestras, younger musicians. First of all, it's part and parcel of the responsibility that we signed up for, I think. I have this somewhat deep pedagogic streak in me, I think. And I like sharing the excitement of discovery about a piece of music or about the process of building a performance with like-minded, incredibly talented, and energized young people.
Friday night's Festival Orchestra concert, conducted by our guest Michael Stern, includes The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Dukas, Stravinsky's Firebird Suite, Variations on America by Charles Ives, and Max Bruch's Scottish Fantasy with violinist Joshua Bell. The following evening, July 2nd, the orchestra repeats the program at Chicago's Ravinia Festival. They'll be the first collegiate ensemble to be presented as a featured festival ensemble there. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.